We're glad that you've joined us this week. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe, and we're back in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 2 this particular week, and we're going to break this chapter down into a few divisions and perhaps cover a portion of this chapter. But let's first look to the Lord in prayer. Father, again, we come into your presence and we think about our Savior and how he's shown forth in different ways, different aspects of who he is throughout the Word of God. We just thank you for the Savior, of what he did as he came and was willing to give his life there upon the cross of Calvary and shed his blood for our sins. Father, we think of how he is the one that created all. He's the one that died for the sin of all. Yet then he's also the very one that will be the judge of all things. So we acknowledge him and his lordship and just ask that you might give us guidance this week and upon these studies. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2. It's been a few weeks since I've been with you. We had a question and answer week. Also, we put in a special set of tapes from another station. I was going through the book of John chapter 1. So our regular study of going through these books of 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, it's been quite a while, it seems, since we've been together on this particular study. But we're going to get back into our study of 2 Timothy by way of review, chapter 1 of 2 Timothy. We saw in that chapter areas of confidence. We saw the promise of life. We saw how Paul, speaking to Timothy, persuaded of the unfeigned faith that was in his life. We see purpose and grace of our God. We see power in our life when we know Christ and not fear. And we see how Paul spoke of being persuaded that the Lord, that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. So we see 5 areas of confidence in chapter 1 of 2 Timothy. But then as we bring ourselves into chapter 2, I'd like to just begin by reading chapter 2, and we're going to break it down into 8 descriptions of the believer. We see 8 descriptions of the believer. We'll see being called the son, or the child, and we'll describe that momentarily. Also, Paul calls Timothy not only a child in the faith, but a teacher, a soldier, an athlete, a husbandman or farmer, a workman, a vessel, and a servant. So in these 8 different descriptions of a believer, we see in that some around 9 or 10 duties of the believer. In this whole book of 2 Timothy, there's around 20 duties mentioned for the believer. So as Paul is encouraging Timothy in this book, the book that ends up with chapter 4 when he's telling of how he's ready to be offered and his time of departure is at hand, Paul is about to be martyred for his faith as a believer in Christ and a servant, a bondservant of Christ. So as he was serving the Lord and this was his final written word, he is encouraging this one, Timothy, along with all that would read this scripture, to be steadfast in the faith. So therefore, we see some 20 duties given in light of being steadfast for the risen Savior. And a half of those are in chapter 2 of this passage. And we'll cover some of those as well. Verse 1, Thou therefore, my son or child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully, the husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Christ, that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. We believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Now, we're going to hold at verse 13. It goes on with some more tremendous thoughts, but we're going to hold at verse 13. And today we'd like to concentrate on verse 1. Verse 1, Paul is speaking to Timothy, thou therefore my son or my child. He's speaking here, we think of how Paul may have had an instrumental part in leading this one to the Lord, or perhaps if not directly leading him to the Lord, we see that Paul did definitely encourage this younger man of faith. We see in Acts where he had a good report from the brethren of this man Timothy, and he took him along in the work of the Lord. But we see here that he calls him a child in the faith. Also, he says that to a genuine child in the faith. He says that to Titus. And he also says it again beforehand in 1 Timothy to this man, Timothy. So we see here, in that sense, he is called a child, his own child in the faith. But the point we'd like to look at here is he says, be strong. Be strong. You know, if you would turn back to the book of Joshua, the first book after the five books of Moses, Joshua chapter 1, if you have the Word of God before you, we'd like to make a note there on this little phrase, be strong. This is a continuous present word here, be strong, these two words together. It's something that we're encouraged to do, present, continuous. But over there in Joshua chapter 1, we see there, after the death of Moses, verse 1 of Joshua 1 says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. So we see here a great man of God, one of the men mentioned in one of the Bible characters of the Old Testament, mentioned in Hebrews 11, the great chapter of faith, this man Moses, who the Lord used to pen Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And this man, Joshua, was one of his strong assistants, you might say, his helper. This man, Joshua, who was there along the side of Moses. Now Moses has died. And we see that Joshua is getting instructions, a charge from the one upon high, the Lord, is giving a charge to Joshua. Note here in verse 5, and as I read these next few verses, notice three times he'll be told, be strong and of good courage. This man, Joshua, needed some encouragement. This man needed to be told to be strong as he now is going to lead the nation of Israel. Verse 5 of Joshua 1, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, and thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. What an encouragement. Joshua, after the death of Moses, three times over, be strong and of good courage. We see back in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, with that exhortation to be strong. You know, I think of there in Deuteronomy 6, we as parents in this society and culture that we're in, just as in many times past, it's a difficult thing to raise a Christian family. People will mock you, even ones that profess to be Christians sometimes will look upon you and sneer at you for trying to do what you see in the Word of God, trying to hold to the Word of God. But my friend, be strong. Deuteronomy 6 tells about how we should teach our children by the way as we rise up in the morning, as we go through the day, at all times. Teach your children that which is of the Lord. Be strong. You know, also here in our portion of the exhortation to be strong and in the grace. Note here, it's in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Not grace in the sense of salvation, but imparted grace, enabling grace. We could think of a couple of portions such as in the book of Hebrews. Turn with me there to chapter 13. Verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. In that wonderful passage over in 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 9. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient for thee. As we've been noting here, the encouragement, the first one of chapter 2 of 2 Timothy is be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. My friend, today I would exhort you as a believer in Christ to be strong and be steadfast and hold to what we have in this precious Word of God. You know, I noticed today, just in closing, as I was making this tape, we had turned on, we don't watch a lot of television. We think there's not a whole lot of encouraging things on there for the Christian, but occasionally we'll find something on there. Maybe we'll watch public TV a little bit. We're just really too busy to spend much time in front of the television. But sometimes our children have some good educational programs on public TV. And we was watching how, speaking of the mother's womb and children, how babies are developed. And they started off the program fairly well, showing the development of a child in the womb. But then it went on and started getting into the modernistic denial of the Creator, the Lord God of heaven. They started getting off onto other things other than believing the true God as the Creator. So as we're in this society, in this time of people that deny the one true God, and His all-knowing and all powerful character. Let us be strong, as Paul told Timothy, and live according to the Word of God. This is Mike Moody along with Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles. This is the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry, looking forward to being with you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you.